In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger holds a clemency hearing today for Stanley Tookie Williams. Williams is a convicted murderer and co-founder of the Crips street gang. He'll be executed next Tuesday unless Schwarzenegger intervenes. The governor will hear arguments from both prosecutors and Williams' lawyers. The case has drawn a lot of attention. Hollywood celebrities have held benefits for Williams and called for clemency. Death penalty supporters are calling for the execution to go ahead. With us now is John Myers. He's Sacramento bureau chief for member station KQED. And, John, what happens at today's hearing?
Madeline, attorneys that are representing Tookie Williams and those representing the L.A. County District Attorney are each going to make their case to Governor Schwarzenegger. Each side, we're told, will have 30 minutes to argue whether the 51-year-old Williams should be put to death by lethal injection at San Quentin. That's scheduled to happen next Tuesday. Now, other than that, there really are very few rules. California law actually gives the governor a lot of discretion to handle clemency requests pretty much any way he chooses. The last two governors previous to Arnold Schwarzenegger also considered some clemency claims in a handful of death penalty cases, but did not grant it. In fact, the last California governor to grant clemency was Ronald Reagan back in 1967.
And even Schwarzenegger himself has had two clemency petitions before him previously to this.
That's correct, and he's never quite handled one this way. I think that probably says something about the high-profile nature of it. And the governor, in answering a question about it last week, said he really wanted to take the time to do this right. He said a man's life is at stake, and clearly he feels the pressure to give this its full hearing, I would say.
And he supports capital punishment?
He is on record as supporting capital punishment. You know, interestingly enough, there are opponents of the death penalty who point out that it was Arnold Schwarzenegger who, earlier this year, renamed the California Corrections Department as the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. And they say, look, if Arnold Schwarzenegger really believes in it, this is the time to prove it.
And that is because Stanley Tookie Williams' case for clemency is one of rehabilitation, that he's a changed man.
He has made that argument, his attorneys have made that argument, that since being behind bars, he has changed his life. He has become an advocate for peace and peaceful resolutions to issues. He has tried to lead, I think, from behind bars some anti-gang activities in Southern California. He's written some children's books. You know, it's difficult to say at the very fundamental element of this what, you know, what really happens, because Tookie Williams also has never admitted his role in those 1979 murders. And so that might be one of the questions today. If, you know, he is asking for clemency, however, he's never admitted to the crimes. And so some people may wonder what that plays in this.
The governor has not done well in public opinion polls lately, and he lost a referendum and he lost a series of ballot initiatives that he had supported in the latest referendum. I'm wondering if political consequences are weighing on him in this decision.
I think it would be interesting to see if that's true, and it's really tough to know what they are. I mean, granting clemency, I think, frankly, would be a major statement. I mean, only a handful of inmates have actually been executed in California since the death penalty was reinstated here, but the process has moved forward every time. The governor's own Republican Party is already pretty unhappy with him because last week he hired a well-known Democrat as his new chief of staff, so his political base could be enraged by a decision for clemency. I think if he denies clemency, however, it may not as be a large of a political story, as we've said. Death penalty has been relatively supported here in California, and regardless of the social liberal leanings of the state perceived elsewhere, it is pretty much a law and order state. So I think granting clemency would be the more unusual path here, and certainly most people have said they think it's unlikely he will, but we don't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger is his own man, as he said, and he wants to hear both sides.
And when can we expect a decision?
The governor's aides tell us he will not make a decision today, but that he will make one by Monday. And again, the timetable is pretty short. Tookie Williams' execution is scheduled for Tuesday. So anytime between today and Monday, we're hoping to hear.
John Myers is the Sacramento bureau chief for member station KQED. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Madeline.